Welcome to the Monday Nooners Senior Hockey Top 10 Show for this week. As always, just like all of our other shows, brought to you by the King of Trucks in Rosetown, Mainline GM, and Mainline Chrysler out there in Rosetown. We'll talk about them a little bit later on in the show. And of course, coming up, our General Well Servicing Top 10 for this week, hiring out in the oil field, General Well Servicing, and a new Top 10 countdown coming up. Really excited about that as we get down to the final, the North Finals and South Finals and Provincials and Leagues, most of them into semifinal action as well. So some teams are done for the year, boys, but still a lot of good hockey left.
It's that time where guys are going like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening. Wives are just pumped, especially if you got little ones at home. It's like, oh God, she's on me again. Fuck, I gotta go play. This is my last year, boys. I can't do it. How many of those conversations have guys had in vehicles over the last couple of weeks?
So many. Yeah, so many, Boz. Glad to be back. I had a little egg on my face from my insider there last week. We issued an apology. My insider is so bad that he's the guy that if you're the FBI, you kind of let the insurgent guys know his real name so they take him out. You don't even want him around anymore. It was that bad of information, and we will not be dipping into that well again. I've learned my life. And the worst part was is I was warned about the insider, and I still took the information, but we issued Mr. Blair an apology. I think he's going to bring me some sausage and maybe some pierogies from Mrs. Blair. And yeah, well, good to go now.
Well, he gave you, was it the same insider that gave you the two scoops?
Both scoops, yeah.
Because the other one, we took a lot of flack for the other one too. Yeah. Like, yeah. Who said this? Because nobody in our league has heard any of this. And this insider, like, this is a guy who's pretty dialed into senior hockey. So I think maybe he was almost testing you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I think he was like, I'm going to tell Belts this and see if he'll actually believe this.
Hey, insiders give me the info. I roll with it. And I gave Mr. Blair an apology. And yeah, we're good to go. And we will not be using that insider again.
Yeah. So that's for people who didn't hear the comment you made about Drake and Cam Blair being suspended for being the coach. He's not the coach. He's the captain. You were confused, I think, with that, or your insider was confused.
Reggie Dunlop.
The other one was the suspensions that went unnoticed in the Sask East. They are claiming, they're like, what are you guys talking about? Like, that was very loose. So yeah. Back to.
Sounds like yeah. I missed a lot.
You know, the day when the DMs are blowing up with people like, what are you guys talking about? It was some bad scoops. But I do want to say one comment about all the senior games that Barry mentioned off the top. Had a guy who I'm not going to name, but who's playing senior hockey, and he's a hired gun. He was out at the start of the year, and then his name started showing up about late November. And buddy messaged him and asked if he was, well, you're playing. He's like, kids need Christmas presents, boys. Couple hundred a game. Kids are going to get Christmas presents this year. So I think the missus is okay if you're bringing home some extra cash. Anyway.
Speaking of senior, I don't know who tweeted more this week, you at the Wadena game or Barry from his all-inclusive in Mexico, but it was a toss-up.
At least I was in Wadena, not Porto Wadena or...
Hey, it was nice and relaxing. I had nothing to do. Didn't have to worry about anything. And I could focus on getting us some gear made finally.
That's good.
Yeah. Captain's got to come through. Got to get things done when you're relaxing.
Yeah. And I figured, you know what? I drove all the way out to Wadena. I might as well give people some updates. So yeah, I maybe did go a little aggressive, but I do want to talk about that. I don't know if we want to get into that off the hop, but went out to that game, guys. People probably heard about it by now. Wadena was up 4-0 with 9 minutes left in the second period. The outlook goalie pulled himself, gives himself the yank. The backup comes off the bench. All due respect to the backup. You could just tell when he went into the splits position that this was going to be an interesting endeavor. So looked him up. Absolute weapon. We'll talk about him a little bit more maybe in the player of the week segment because I think he should probably win. But anyway, he comes off the bench. I looked him up. He played like 40 minutes this year in relief. That's all he played. I don't think he played full-time senior. He's a rec goalie from what I understand. Blair DeBruin from Rosetown, your Rosetown Red Wings, comes in, gives up one goal in the last 30 minutes. The team wins 6-5. He's the hero. He said he was pretty cold and old on the bench, but got the job done. So,
like, is that their backup? Like, that's their legit backup, or he was just
yeah, he's the only other goalie on the roster. I don't think he expected to play.
And how old is he?
I want to say at least mid 30s, maybe late 30s.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a lot of saves. A lot of them looked pretty uncomfortable, but Outlook just played a different game when he went in. They started, they were giving up two-on-ones, breakaways at the start. They completely locked it down. And yeah, Blair, absolute weapon.
There's did you see the Craig Kyle provincial game, the penalty differential in Kyle? I heard it was a little bit one-sided to the point where you thought Mr. maybe Mrs. and Mrs. Schneider were reffing the game. Is the rumor. It was pretty pretty ugly up there, but the boys from Craig got her done. Pretty big, I think they got kind of a wagon over there for the provincial team.
So Craig was pretty heavily penalized or what?
Yeah, yeah. From what I heard, it was a little bit ridiculous was the word.
I think Craig's got a bit of a heavy team though, right? Like they play pretty rough around the edges. So
Kyle guys didn't have it this year and called Craig to win D. So they're still going there. But it's like, God, they still have a chip on their shoulder. Like they're just angry humans in Craig. Like boys, fucking go on a holiday, go and do something fun. Like they're so mad. It's like, you guys are good. You're probably going to win. Yeah. Kyle didn't have it. I haven't even talked to young Jesse there to see how the series went. But
wasn't even close, really. Well, Kyle was up in that game like 4-1, and then Craig ended up winning like 8-4, 9-4, like just scoring like back.
Oh, that's what it was.
It was, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what Kyle does in league, because they're in the league Sass Valley final against Keniston, best out of five. Actually fires up tonight, Tuesday or Wednesday, while we record this. By the way, it's 1-1 with 5 to go in the first right now in Keniston as we record. So be interesting to see how Kyle responds against Keniston in the Sass Valley League final.
That'd be a good series, I think.
Keniston's going to hang two banners this year, boys.
And they're in
Rentals D, right? And league. Yeah.
You counting that? You got them now over Craig?
I always did. I never had Craig, but I'll admit I didn't have Craig. I thought Kyle might give him a run, but Keniston Craig too. Final shaping up. Could be real good.
I think that Craig Keniston final will be good.
Keniston beat Macklin in three. Macklin won game one. They won in Macklin back home 5-2 in Keniston. Now they play Edam, who's another top 10 team. So not a lock. And I mean, Craig's got Foam Lake, right? Yeah. Flyers are a bit beat up this year, but still a contender for sure.
I predict that Kyle doesn't take this lightly. And they make some major signings next year. That's just, I got a gut feeling that's how Kyle's going to roll.
Yeah. I also heard they don't have rapid tests for the public in Kyle.
At the health center.
Yeah. Heard that as well.
You got to go to the bakery.
Well, speaking of bakeries, Wadena's was actually closed Sunday. You hate to see that. Closed Mondays too. So I couldn't even.
You didn't even get an order in.
Somebody said if you phone in and you like e-transfer, they'll put them in the post office.
That was a lie.
You really? Didn't go to the game?
Well, I don't know.
In Wadena?
I did, yeah, but it was on.
I thought Shane went too.
Hell no.
Oh, fuck.
You think you're getting him 2.5 hours out of town on a Sunday afternoon?
Shane probably thinks like you senior could be playing with 7 players for the last 20 years and Shane wouldn't know.
Right.
I'm gonna go back and listen to the show from last week. I want to what did he have? You had to be on your freaking toes with show prep.
I was buzzing.
There was probably a lot of buzzing, wagons, weapons. Yeah. Yeah,
we hung in there.
And then not a cue, which has probably been done for a month.
It's still rolling. They're still pumping out there, boys. The Hall brothers out in Assiniboia.
I was with some guys from Nipawin at the game in Wadena.
Beauties.
I'm gonna give a shout out to a guy, and it's this guy. His name was Turk. Listens to the show. Dieseled about 8 beers before the game, about 8 during, and he probably got a bag for the road home. So shout out to that guy. Met him at Wadena
on a Sunday. He was a
couple kids at home. Mrs.
Serb.
No.
Oh, he had to go the next day.
He was a weapon.
He had to suit up. Wow. Good for him.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys got anything else you want to talk about.
You know what? Before you guys really get into the meat and potatoes, Boss kind of told me stick to Div 3. So we'll stick there. I talked to my insider there, the White Mud, Maple Creek Cabri, in the final for the jug. For the jug, they'll be handing out the most sportsmanlike. You know, Barney's name's on that one.
No.
They start.
That's the Highway League.
Oh, the Highway League. Yeah. So they fire up this this Friday, game two Saturday, game three Sunday, game four Wednesday, game five Saturday if required. So that's out there in the White Mud.
Isn't a sponsor for that segment if we're going to do it every show? Sponsorship opportunity for Div 3. What about the Nauticute? Hodgeville lost out, hey?
They're done. Yeah, they are donezo and gone. A lot of fluff. A lot of fluff from Div 3 Hodge this year. They just couldn't put her together. I don't know what's going on out there, but they meet again, like maybe like Kyle, they need to do some big signings. Oh, I don't know.
But, who are you going to get? It's a long haul from everywhere.
Get Bussy back off the.
All the good Swift Current guys would be going maybe somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know how it works over there.
Cabri.
Now.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Assiniboia and Cornac. The number, obviously, Team Moose, they're number one, and Cornac's number three in the league. And they fire up Friday here, too. So, and that's a best of seven, though. Like, that's crazy best of seven. They're beating each other up out there. But I think Assiniboia will probably handle that series, I'm guessing, probably in five. I think Cornac might squeak one out.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Sask Elta. We haven't talked about them a ton lately. Got some diehard listeners up there and some teams that enjoy the Nooner. They've got the Saskatchewan, the Alberta division. Paradise Hill Hawks lost out round one, boys. They were the ones that were tweeting us, hello, Monday Nooner, all that, Mrs. McNabb on Facebook and that. They lost out to St. Walburg in round one. Lash Vegas swept Meadow Lake. Quick, easy three-game sweep. So on the Saskatchewan side, St. Walburg and Lashburn for the Saskatchewan title starts this weekend. Then on the Alberta side, which we have not talked about at all, and I kind of feel guilty. We just don't get as much info from them, but Wainwright and Dewberry are playing on the Alberta side. The winner of that plays the winner of St. Walburg and Lashburn to be the Sask Elta champion. Apparently that's the oldest league in the province too.
What are they doing? Are they doing fives or is it threes or what?
Fives for the semis. I'm not sure about the final, but a
lot of hockey left there.
Yeah. So anyway, Lash Vegas kind of back on the radar after sweeping Meadow Lake. And speaking of Meadow Lake, Senior Provincial A got some info. Now Meadow Lake is playing bigger for the North title. With all due respect to bigger, I just don't think they're very good. Meadow Lake kind of hammered on them in game one. I think Dwight King had 6 or 7 points. In game one, 5 or 6 points for sure.
What was the score?
Has got a ring.
Two rings.
8-5.
8-5. Somebody told me he had like 5-1 or something like that. But we haven't really talked about this too much. So I got some info on Meadow Lake's roster. A little different than their league roster. They picked up 4 or 5 studs from St. Walburg. So I think Brian Bridges, the goaltender, been playing a lot of senior hockey for a long time. Trevor Bailey, really good forward, good goal scorer. Two U brothers and Wormy from St. Walburg are all playing with Meadow Lake. So that's fast track to play probably Drake in the A final.
That's why I had them in my top, in the Mexican top 10, because I heard they picked up guys.
And yeah, you also had bigger, and they probably couldn't beat
8-5. So. Oh, hold the phones here. You mean to tell me that a team in A that's playing can't beat a Rostern or who else is?
Well, they beat Lanigan, I guess. Give them that. Give credit where credit is due. I shouldn't shit on him too much. That's kind of, don't shit where I eat. That's kind of the area I'm from, but. They're not that good in A. Just wait and see what happens game two. Game two, Flying Dust First Nation, Small Barn. I think that one could get a little ugly.
I'm not arguing they're gonna lose to Meadow. I'm just saying they're better than some of the other teams.
Allegedly. But I don't think they're a top 10 team. Just my opinion.
But how's Hafford?
Yeah, the pesky Hawks. They lost out in round one of league playoffs to Edam. I think they got swept. Their provincial team is a different team, though. They've got a completely new second or 1A line with the two Forsbergs. And one other guy, his name escapes me. But Hafford is a different team on the provincial side of things. They beat Wilkie. Wilkie was banged up.
That's a story.
Hafford got it done. That's a huge, huge win for their organization. I don't think they've, gone to this level in quite a while. So they get Kindersley in the B North final. And that's going to be a great series for sure.
They won't go away. They're we like call them pesky all year.
Mexico.
They should be like, they should change. Then we're talking about name changes. They should like the herpes or something. Just they won't go away.
So this could come down to placing in our top 10. Do you guys think Hafford is going to beat Kindersley?
No.
Kindersley's beat Eston in three games. A lot of people are picking Eston. Kindersley kind of took it to him in game three. I think it was something like 8-4. So
I have no idea how that one's going to go. I'm not. That's not probably on the side there.
Biggest toss up of the whole works. Hey, speaking of that, B, how about the South? Outlook, Grenfell. I saw Outlook. I'll do a shinkism. Got the old eyeball test with Outlook. Good hockey team.
Good squad.
Really good hockey team.
Is Grenfell going to beat him up?
Should have bought some stock.
Grenfell going to beat him up?
No, because Outlook, like the Stevenson brothers, Shea and Logan, they both got drafted to the NHL. Like they're in their high 30s now, I think. They're big. Like there's another guy. He's probably 6'5 at least. They're big.
Brother Stevenson.
Yep. Can't remember the other guy's name. They got a couple little guys. They got that Luke Nkwama, who played junior A, I think, last year. Jared Jago. That turtleneck Erlinson.
The turtleneck.
Got the GWG against Wadena. Yeah, they're deep. Ryan Keller didn't even score in that game, which is shocking. But
I think he got off a 12-hour shift, got in a vehicle, and drove to Wadena. Like,
he looked a little unengaged.
How many face-offs did he win, though? Because he usually probably wins 95%.
He took a lot of draws, for sure. Won a lot of draws, but yeah, they're deep. I think Outlook's the team to beat. Grenfell's a good squad, but I think Outlook's going to be your I think that Outlook-Wadena game, I said that at the game, whoever wins this is probably your champ. And Wadena pissed away a 4-0 lead at home, but
Grenfell's going to be, and Outlook probably knows that Grenfell's got a really good tender, and they're a good team. Who has home ice there? Outlook?
Because
this first game's in Outlook.
12 leagues, 91 teams. In Outlook, yeah, would be game three.
Yeah,
game one goes this Friday, by the way.
That's an advantage.
In Outlook, 8 o'clock. Another guy they got is Logan Pyatt.
Yes.
Somebody told me he bought the golf course in Outlook.
Huh.
That source is probably less credible than Belter's sources, but
yeah.
Apparently he bought the golf course allegedly and somebody else bought something else.
Yeah.
Just a near average winter purchase.
How do you think, I'm going to go off, how do you think Balcaris is going to do, Boz?
Are they still playing?
In league.
That question is for Boz.
In league.
Yeah. They're going to lose. No, I don't know. They play Odessa.
How do you think they're going to do, Barry?
I didn't know they were still playing, to be honest with you.
In league against Odessa.
Is it the final?
Boss thinks they're going to lose.
Semifinal. Mm. Odessa played Grenfell in both. Grenfell won provincials. Odessa won league.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
I heard Spoons was back on the ice.
Really? Who told you that?
Heard he was practicing.
Heard I think he came played out D little, the other night.
For a little twirl. So I don't know. I don't know. No confirmation if he's playing or anything. I know he was on the ice.
So then it's, Balcaris in the Super League home ice against Odessa. They start tonight as well. No updates as that game just got underway. And then Lumsden is pretty heavy underdog against Milestone. Those are the two semifinals. So I'm gonna say Odessa is gonna squeak one out somehow against Balcaris, and Milestone is gonna beat Lumsden. Milestone's gonna beat Odessa to win the Super League.
Is that are those fives?
I do believe. Ugh. Most of these leagues seem to be going fives.
Yeah, Odessa. It'll be a tough series for those Bronx, but they are kind of rested.
Could hurt much rest, maybe. It's been a couple of weeks, yeah.
2 weeks.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they're invested or check out a little bit. But going back real quickly to the Outlook, jumping all over. Outlook Grenfell, my X factor is the Grenfell goalie, Mitch Kilgore. That's where Grenfell has their advantage, is in net. He was the Super League MVP this year. You don't see a goalie win that too often in any league. And Outlook, their goalie, he's a big fan of the show, Brendan Plant, the guy who pulled himself. So, sorry, Brendan, I think Grenfell has that advantage. Although your tactic of pulling yourself looked bad at the time, it certainly paid off there on Sunday.
Team like, guy. How did he do it? Did he, like, make a stink? Did he just skate off?
Squirt himself?
Just basically, they scored. He just charged to the net and went to the bench. It's kind of like his team's like, what are you doing? Like, this guy. Like,
not even dressing room, just straight bench?
Straight bench, yeah. Yeah, the dressing room, you kind of have to go out the...
Strong but, play.
At the time, I was like, what are you doing, man? Especially when leadership. I saw, no offense to Blair, him come off the bench. I'm like, this guy doesn't play senior hockey. Yeah, Blair got the job done. Blair's a hero around town. His wife and kids made the drive from Rosetown to Wadena. Did not think he was going to play, and he got the W. That's awesome. Great story.
That is awesome.
The backup goalie's wife and kids drove to Wadena?
Yeah.
Kids are in the back trying to find cardboard and a marker to make signs quick.
Apparently, they just went to get some Boston creams, and they didn't know it was closed, too. So,
just so many disappointed people in Wadena that night.
That'll be a good series.
The only other provincials we didn't touch on was C. And I want to give you guys a quick update on Carnduff. They are beat up, boys. They're going to lose. They might lose out of league and provincials. Yeah. They're missing, apparently, like, their top three D-men, like, out. They blew, I think, a 5-2 lead in Davidson, or in that game one against Davidson. They lost 6-5.
How far of a drive is that to Davidson? That is a haul.
5 hours. Ooh. Probably 4.5 hours.
That's how far is it from here?
Two and a half? 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a long drive. Wow.
So it sounds like every team has injuries for the most part. It almost sounds like every single hockey playoffs in the history of hockey.
Yeah.
No team is healthy.
Yeah. Or he's beat up.
Big tip.
True. True. But apparently, I just talked to some guys that cover that league, said they're done without those 3D men. Like, they did win game one against Yellowgrass, semifinals of Big Six. It'll be interesting. But the other side of that bracket is Rostern and Dinsmore, Provincial C, North Final. Rostern had won like 9 or 10 games in a row, just under the radar.
I heard they are just pitching you to buy stock.
Rostern?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in the provincial final here if they win one more game.
I heard Robin Regeer bought the team.
Also bought a farm. I'll tell you one thing. I did not think Watt Rostern is going to be in the provincial championship, although Dinsmore is probably not ready to crown them yet. They play game two in Dinsmore on Friday night.
What was the score in the first game?
5-3.
I like Dinsmore forcing at least a game three there.
You know what? This Hockey Saskatchewan website is really throwing us for curveballs lately, because I went on there and it said that Rostern won game one, and now I went on there and it says Dinsmore won game one. They're making us look like idiots. No, I'm pretty sure it was Rostern. But now it says Dinsmore. I'll screenshot it and show you guys. Kelly McClintock, we need to talk. Just kidding, but
good job to all the refs and everyone that's organizing all this hockey. Man, this is good. Yeah.
So much. Like, even our girls have played in like two refs. That's all you get now. Like, just the two. Like, they just all wear stripes. They're linesing, doing everything because there's not enough of them, and they're stretched pretty thin. So yeah, hats off to everybody. doing that and handling all that. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is the time, this is the time of the year too, when teams lose. And like that night when they're down by like 3 goals in the third, they fucking switch the breaker on the plant. They're like, ice out tomorrow. This shit is done. We're not paying any more utilities.
Not one more cent.
Hey, Bob, go hit the switch. This is over.
2 minutes left in the game. Doesn't matter. We got lots of time. Shut her down.
A lot of years it'd be like, I always remember playing in Edam. As soon as it would warm up there, you couldn't even play there, like natural ice. I guess fortunate for that sense, it's been so freaking cold here. We haven't had any sort of spring-like weather yet.
I heard it was nice last week here. Ross Stern won 5-3.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Let's get out of here. Let's go top 10 style. General Well Servicing's waiting.
Gas hiring.
Oil is just a little high. Gas is like $3 a liter.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow, Belts. I got in my own personal Wealth Simple account.
Oh, there you go.
I've been on the oil stocks, but yeah. We'll talk. That's my take a seat for,
I love for it.
Next week's show. I took their sermon to heart there a couple weeks ago about paying all these fees.
Attaboy. Don't be doing it. Get buzzing.
Should we do
you guys recap last week? So I don't even know what happened.
Should we do Barry's Mexican napkin recap?
That was good. Barry put in the effort. Fucking
rights it was.
Fucking rights.
Sucking back some vodka sodas.
Fuck, I wish I was there recapping from there instead of fucking here, shithole place.
Okay, last week, honorable mentions, the Craig Warriors, the Wilkie Outlaws, the Hafford Hawks, pesky, and the Central Butte Flyers, whose season ended since our last show. Top 10 last week, Belcaris is number 10. The Carnduff Red Wagons were 9. Wadena Wagoons were 8. Selby Marlins 7. Macklin Mohawk 6. Edam 3 Stars were 5. The Keniston Blizz were 4. Milestone Flyers were 3. Outlook Ice Weapons were 2. And the Drake Canucks were number 1. That was last week. From North American soil, our top 10.
North American top 10.
For the Mexican version, go to our Spanish affiliate. Yeah. What a nice tan there, by the way, Bear.
Yeah, you're tan when I can notice that you're tan.
The funniest thing, Roman's coach, we'll get into like a lot of funny Mexican stories tomorrow on the real show. But Roman's coach sees me today and goes, the one guy, Kendrick Exner, goes, whoa, nice tan. And Dave Lowe goes, whoa, are you selling timeshares?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, real good. You know what? I didn't see a cloud, let alone rain.
Seven days, good weather.
Not one cloud.
God, I wish. Garbage.
And the resort was 43% full. There's tons of room, tons of everything. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get into
it. Lineups for the old
Peloton.
Disco.
Peloton was free.
2 hour golf rounds in the morning. How are you?
Beautiful. All right, boys. Well, let's get started. I'll fire off the HMs here. Honorable mentions for this week. The old pesky Hafford Hawks.
They got to be close to getting in.
Got to be getting in. Old Grenfell, they're in there too. Ross Stern, Boz's boys. I think he might have slid that one in under the radar. Bought some stock, all in on him. And
bit Davidson. Of a wag on.
Davidson, the other easily, HM.
Easily influenced.
Yeah.
Hey. You're one win away from a provincial final, and you won 9 out of 10. That's
gotta go with them.
Yeah,
gotta go with them.
Big zones the team.
This is the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right, I'll fire it up. I'll start it off here, fellas. I'll get her going here. Number 10.
Number 10.
Hanging on by a thread. They better hope they win tonight. The Belcaris Bronx.
Could be Odessa next week. Could be Odessa next week.
Number 9.
Number 9, from the Sask West, the Kindersley Senior Clippers. Some people would call it an upset against Eston in their provincial matchup. They got through that. Now they're playing the Hafford Hawks in the north side, and they're playing semifinals Sask West against the Wilkie Outlaws, best out of 5 right now.
I'd like to watch this Hafford team play. I wish there was Live Barn there and Banner Barn in Kindersley. That'd be cool to see.
Number 8.
In the A, Final four, the Southie, need a new name next year, Marlins.
Number seven.
They keep sticking around. They hang around in there. The Edam three stars.
Big matchup against Keniston this weekend. Provincials. Love to see it.
Number six.
Number six, they're from the Sask Alta, but we're calling this their provincial team that's getting into the top 10. The Metalake Flying Dust Broncos teamed up with a couple of weapons from St. Walburg. They're one win away from the A provincial final. Dwight King's an absolute mutant out there.
Old Meadow making her in, eh? C.
Number five.
Five. Oh, yeah, here we go. Provincial team again. Provincial team, Crake Angry Warriors. But their Twitter feed used to be funny too back in the day. But they're there. Number five.
Number four.
The Milestone Flyers.
Oh, what a logo.
Look like the Rangers.
Number three.
I said they're going to hang two banners this year. I still think it's going to happen. Be interesting to see what happens in Provincial D, but we got the Keniston Blizzards in league final against Kyle and looking to hang a provincial banner as well.
Number two.
Probably the only senior team in the last 10 years where a backup goalie that plays 40 minutes in the entire year's family drives 3.5 hours to watch a game and he somehow gets in. I don't know. I love that story. That's an ESPN 30 for 30 waiting to happen right there. Should we check if she's dating somebody else on the team as well? Like, what's anyway, it's good to be back. My boys, lots of stock in them. The Outlook Ice Wagons. Hey, deadly unis and shells, too. That's a great color combo. Love it.
I like the rec team that goalie plays on, tweeted from Rosetown. Like, if Blair thinks he's getting a raise after this, he's mistaken. Like, his rec hockey team's chiming in, just class.
Not getting any free
They're
beers.
They're thinking of getting rid of them.
Like, and now we can.
I guarantee you he played a rec game on Wednesday night, letting like 15 goals, and then shut down Wadena one goal in 40 minutes.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? All right, boys. Number one, no surprise, actually seeing the old meat wagon driving down the Louvain today.
What a scene. What a scene it was.
Number one, saw them. The Drake Meat Sweats.
General Well Servicing, hiring all the time. Thanks for the top 10. I've still got a few weeks left, so it's good stuff. Regular basically, show tomorrow.
3 weeks, probably three more top 10s, and then we'll be, this is when they really start mattering, right? So it's all brought to you by Mattering?
Is that you put a belter.
Mattering. It all starts to matter. Is mattering not a word, Belts?
Mattering? Yeah, I love it. It's a belter.
He's an old mattering horn.
Old mattering horn. That was a good one. Yeah, belterisms are accepted here all day and all
night. I can't wait for the show tomorrow.
Hey, this all brought to you by the King of Trucks in Rosetown, Chrysler, and GM. And I played a little snippet of a song on the way in. We don't have a deep cut on the way out, but the first person to tell me what the riff was from the song on the way in, first person to tweet us, you're going to get a Nooner hat.
Ooh.
So.
Hanging a carrot.
Great riff off the top. Okay. Bye.
Make it mattering.